A bank is standing by its decision to close the account of a protest group which is fighting plans to build a mosque in the Victorian city of Bendigo. The Bendigo Bank has closed down the fundraising account of the group, saying it only wants to do business with organisations that share its values. But a local councillor has accused the bank of trying to be the moral police and is questioning whether its decision is legal. Simon Lauder has our report.
The Stop the Mosque group was raising funds for its fight against a mosque which is proposed for a site near the Bendigo Airport. The group says it received notice on Friday that the Bendigo Bank was closing its account because Stop the Mosque is inconsistent with the values of the Bendigo Bank. Bendigo councillor Elise Chapman says it's a case of discrimination.
Anyway, the bank account's closed and that's what the bank's decided.
And what do you think of that?
Well, you know, I guess initially I just thought, wow, you know, since when have the banks become the moral police? At the end of the day, I don't even know if it's legal. I don't know if it's legal to just do that to a group. I wasn't happy about it. I just think it's a bit, I don't know.
The Bendigo Bank would not be interviewed about its decision, but is standing by it. In a statement, the bank says this was a considered decision and the bank has a right to its own opinion. It says Bendigo Bank wants to do business with organisations whose values align with its own. It says the bank values tolerance and inclusiveness, qualities which are an important part of a strong community. Councillor Elise Chapman says that's no justification.
Oh, it's their excuse, it's their reason. I mean, they're, you know, again, they've done what they've done, you know, and as I've pointed out, there's a lot of other people, you know, there's murderers, pedophiles, criminals, everybody, banks, and I'm sure that those people also have bank accounts at the bank, and I don't know when the bank become the moral police. If the bank was the moral police, they'd have, you know, not that many customers.
Is it a decision that's going to, you know, cause harm to this group?
I wouldn't have a clue. I'm not a part of the group. I've never spoken. I'm not in the group. I wouldn't have a clue. You know, they're going to have to go and open a bank account elsewhere. I've got no idea.
And is it true that it's an issue that's caused community disharmony?
Well, I don't know if I'd say that. You know, I don't know. I just think this is a minority group. Maybe it's the silent majority group. I don't know. There haven't been rallies, but they certainly have been a little bit vocal in sending things around and campaigning around that area, and it'll be an interesting decision, I suppose.
The bank has also faced a backlash on social media, but the support too. Shareholder activist Stephen Main.
I probably haven't seen a precedent like this before, but when you consider their view, I actually agree with it, that Bendigo Bank, unlike any other institution in Australia, has done more to build community cohesiveness and has funded so many different projects across so many different communities that is a part of its values. And if it suddenly is a party to a group which is pushing division and you know, controversial views, then absolutely it has its own rights to decide who it aligns with. So I think their rationale completely stacks up with their values and their extraordinary history of building community cohesiveness. And I think they're simply reinforcing what everyone usually, you know, so much loves about the Bendigo Bank.
A lawyer with the Legal Centre in Bendigo, Peter Noble, told ABC Radio in Victoria he believes the bank has a legal right to take a stance against the Stop the Mosque group.
It's debatable. I wouldn't say there's not a case to put before the Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, but I think having looked at the legislation that the bank is on pretty strong ground on this one. I think it's arguable that this group could say that they've been denied the right, I suppose, to hold or open an account because of their political belief or activity. But the fact is, in Victoria, that attribute is understood very narrowly and really has to relate to the operations of government somehow. And it doesn't relate more generally to your views about how a society should operate.
Mr. Noble rejects Elise Chapman's argument that Bendigo Bank may be demonstrating a double standard.
I'd be pretty surprised if the bank is bankrolling people to commit murder or people to commit pedophilia. And I think that there's a material difference between aiding and abetting someone to commit a crime and providing a facility to someone who may have a record of having committed those sort of offences in the past.
Bendigo's mayor says the council is yet to make a decision on plans to build a mosque in the city, and that decision will be based solely on planning considerations.
Simon Lauder reporting.